Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Marriage and More Podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith. Are you pumped, Sterling?
Yes, I am very much.
Are you excited?
I'm hyped, Soretta.
He's hyped, y'all. Did y'all hear that? He's hyped. Well, I'm hyped too. We're hyped together. We are so excited. Welcome to Marriage and More. You've met Sterling. I'm Soretta. We're going to be talking about life, love. Come on, life, love.
And a whole lot more.
And a whole lot more. Well, I tell you, we're excited about this again, and we're thank you for tuning in today to the show. And boy, how you feeling today, Sterling?
I'm feeling fine.
You feeling good?
Feeling real good.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I'm always feeling good. You know how I roll.
Okay, you're looking good.
All right, always do. Thank you.
We're just having a good time over here. We're just so excited again. Thanks for tuning in. Well, I guess first we want to start out by telling you a little bit about ourselves. Then we'll tell you a little bit about how did we start this podcast? How did all this come to fruition?
Yes, how did it come
together? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then today, for our debut show, we're going to share our love story. Everybody has a love story.
Yes.
The importance of that love story, the significance of that love story.
And what it means to you.
And what it means to you, what it means to me, what it means to him. Well, you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, or do you want me to go first?
You can tell them about yourself, because you usually have a lot to say.
Oh, okay. So you're going to find out that I am the super extrovert, and he is the introvert. And
laid back.
And we're perfectly fine. Fine with that. So I'll go ahead and start out by telling you a little bit about myself. I'm Soretta Smith. I'm a wife. We've been married for 27 years. We have three adult children. The nest is empty.
Yes, sir.
The nest
good.
Is
They're
filling.
Gone.
They gone,
They're
y'all.
Gone. They're gone. Different style of living now.
A different style of living. But we have three children, adult sons that we are very, very proud of. A few of them have followed in our footsteps. I'm a United States Army veteran and have served and are continuing to serve. And we have another one who's in the business arena. So we're very proud of our children.
Yes, very proud of
Very them. Proud. And guess what? We're new grandparents. I'm a Gammy.
And I'm a G-Daddy.
And he's a G-Daddy. I'm Gammy or Gam-Gam and he's G-Dad. And we are just gushing over our new grandchild. She is so, so sweet. And we're excited about being grandparents. What else can I tell you about me? I told you I was a United States Army veteran. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. I am a faith leader in my community. I am a union activist. I work for the federal government. I am a sitting councilwoman here in the city where I live. And I just love serving people and helping people to reach their potential and fulfill what they were put here in this earth to do. I'm very down to earth, very high energy, and just love to enjoy life and have fun. And so now the super extrovert in me is going to be quiet, and I'm going to let Sterling tell you a little bit. Oh, I forgot to tell you one thing that's very, very important that you know. I am a Laker fan, okay, and LeBron James is the king, okay, and so he is the GOAT, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Now I'm going to let Sterling tell you a little bit about himself.
Just a little bit about myself. Like she said, my name is Sterling Smith. I'm originally from Delaware. And I made my way down to Florida, where I joined the military. I stayed in the military for 24 years. Yes, I am a retired veteran and very proud of the service that I gave to this nation.
Hooah!
Yes, hooah, as the Army people would say. Like she said, we have three children, three grown men, sons, and I'm very proud of each one of them and love them out of this world. Me as a person, I'm really not that complicated. I live a very laid-back life. I try to be peaceful. I like to do a little bit of working out. As I said, I try to keep the body in tune with the mind. And outside of that, other than everyday living and living to its fullest, that's me in a nutshell.
And who's your favorite? Your
Buck Nation.
Come on, Buck Nation.
Meaning the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're gonna repeat.
Okay.
So, take that as gold.
Well, I don't know about the repeat, because in case you didn't hear, Cam is back in Carolina, baby. Cam is back. Keep pounding, Cam. Keep pounding Carolina Panthers. So that's another story for another day. But that's just a little bit about Sterling and I. And you'll learn a whole lot more about us as the shows continue to roll out. And so how did this start? How did we get here to sitting here having a podcast talking about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more other things we're going to be talking about? Well, we like to travel a lot. We talked about we have that empty nest now. And so we have a lot of free time and a lot of opportunity to just do things and travel, just the two of us. And we've been taking advantage of that. And Sterling is not really big on social media and all that good stuff. And I'm kind of always out there, but I am private and I don't share everything. But when we do travel and go on vacation, especially when we're out of the country or we're someplace that's just really beautiful, I like to share. I want to give people a visual outside of what they see every day to hopefully inspire them and motivate them to leave outside of the comforts of the region where they may live, to dream to do something more, to dream to do something different. And so I do share a lot when we're traveling. And I've had people make comments like, tell us, like, you guys always look so happy. Like, how do you make it work? You know, how do you have such a successful marriage? And so we were literally riding down the highway, and I was reading these comments, and doop, there just dropped Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta. And I was like, Sterling, guess what? We're going to do this podcast. It's going to be called Marriage and More. You remember that?
Yes. And I was like, are you sure you want to do this? And she said, yes. I said, are you sure? You know, me, just to verify things, I'm going to ask her 3 or 4 times and make sure she's really all in on this. And every time I asked her, she came back with a more hyped answer. So I said, yeah, we are in on this. And I said, yeah, I can do it. I can go along with the ride. And I said, okay, let's go from there. I said, and what is this going to be about?
And so here we are. And we're like he said, He was all in, maybe not at first, but he got all in. And so we just started talking about what would it look like. And so we want to bring subject matter that's real life. You know, people see us and, you know, it wasn't always this way. And let's just be real. Marriage is work. It takes work. It takes two people who are willing to put in the work and give their all to make sure that you have a successful and a long lasting and happy marriage. And so we're going to be talking about like when we first got married, when we were dating, some of the, yeah. They're going to get to hear all our juice, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff and the funny stuff.
And so, you know, but we are both Christians. We're both believers. And so a lot of our story, you will hear about our faith and how our faith played a key major role and still continues to do so to this day in having that happy and long-lasting successful marriage. We've had so many people to model and mentor before us what that looks like. We're going to bring some of those folks on the show in the future to share about how they model that and how they mentor. And before we go any further, I did want to give our disclaimer that we are not licensed clinicians.
No, I'm not licensed at any of that stuff.
We're not licensed therapists.
Negative, I'm not licensed at that either.
And so we are not diagnosing or you know, giving out any information in the way of in a clinical or as from a clinician's perspective. Everything that we share is going to be from the 27 years of life's lessons that we have learned through our trials, through our tribulations, through our ups and downs, through our highs and lows. And again, how our faith has played a big part in that. And we're going to talk about, you know, and more. We may talk about social issues. We may talk about things that are going on in the world. We may even talk about sports, right?
Yes, yes. We will talk about sports from time to time.
Yeah, we may be talking about sports from time to time and things that's going on in the sports world. And so, but specifically, we want to inspire married people and married couples and to just be transparent and open up our lives, because sometimes people think, you know, that they're the only ones that are going through things.
That's true. People do think that. Hey, they only have problems, but everyone has problems, and some people deal with them better than others. I'll just leave it at that.
Right. Some people deal with them better than others, and so I'm just thankful that we had people that came along in our lives that were able to, again, model and mentor and guide and lead us to do it the right way and what that looks like. And so I guess we're going to lead into, having said that, we're going to lead into our love story. You think that's a good place to jump in?
Yes, that would be a good place to jump in with the love story.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump on in. So we're going to tell our love story. And I think every couple has a love story. And it's so important to remember that love story, especially when you're going through the difficult times. Sterling and I were talking earlier, and he said this. He said the love story is what continues to make you love each other. The love story is what continues to make you love each other. What do you mean by that?
Because what I meant by that is, like, when times get difficult, things aren't going as well as you think they should be going, or you might have a intense disagreement, you always think back to the love story, and it will always bring you back to that focus point to say, okay, let's bring this thing to a point, and let's go from there, and let's work together to come up with a logical solution so we can go forward.
I like that. I really, really like that. That love story is so important, and I like to say the Genesis, because we know in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, that's where everything began. And so sometimes I like to tell people, you got to go back to the Genesis. You got to go back to the beginning. And so for us and for many other couples, I think that's the love story. And it's important to rehearse the love story, to share the love story. And so this is our love story. So I'm going to start out by letting Sterling begin. He's going to tell you what he thinks the love story was.
The correct version.
Then I'm going to tell you the truth.
Her story.
And hopefully somewhere in the middle there, you will hear what our love story was. So I'll let you go.
Well, starting off, our love story was sort of like funny. It was funny on just thinking about it. But when you sit down and take it back through its time and steps, it's really not funny. It's actually pretty interesting. So I'll start off like this. Like I said, I'm a military veteran, and that's where I met my wife at, in the military. We were stationed at Fort Bragg, and where I worked at was across from where she worked at. And I would always see her riding along in this little high-speed little blue car, just zoom, just buzzing by.
I was single, y'all. I had a Mazda RX-7, okay? You couldn't tell the girl nothing, okay? Okay, you can continue.
Okay, as she said, she was in her little Mazda RX-7. She was, like I said, she was driving at a high rate of speed all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
And she would turn the corner, and I would see her, or I would see the car. And I would always catch a glimpse of her and say, man, that's a nice-looking young lady. And I would always try to catch her because I began to get her work schedule down to a T.
Oh, my Lord.
Not that I was stalking
her. I had a stalker.
I wasn't stalking her.
There it is. I keep trying to tell everybody.
I wasn't stalking her. I just knew her schedule very well. So on this day, I'm knowing her schedule very well. I happened to be standing out there looking off in the direction where she worked at. And here came this little high-speed blue speed demon car, the RX-7. And I actually got a good look at her. And I said, ooh, man, she's a nice-looking lady. Man, I'd like to get to meet her.
Okay.
And so I would tell this friend of mine, his name was Danny Green. And he would say, where's she working, man? I said, over there, that building's back there. And, of course, he told me that's where physical examinations are, where they do physicals at for soldiers that are going airborne in schools that they go to from Fort Bragg. So eventually, I'm going to fast forward some. My friend that I just said, his name was Danny Green, he began to date her friend.
My girlfriend, Nadine. We partied together. We hung out together. We drove school buses together. We worked at Red Lobster together. We were girls back in the day. We still good friends to this day, but we were girls. And so she was dating his friend. And so one day I happened to stop by her house after getting off work on post, and he was there at her house. And he was like, "You're the girl." And I'm like, "Well, okay, we know, what does that mean?" He was like, "My partner has been checking you out. You work over there in the physical exam section, and you're the lady that rides by in the little blue Mazda RX-7, and he's been checking you out."
Yeah, I was telling Danny to hype me up a little bit. Hype me up.
So I agreed to go out on a date with him because Danny told me that he had just gotten this new Honda Prelude. Now, back during that time, the Honda Prelude was like one of the best sports cars. And, you know, I really love sports cars. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll go out with him. So we ended up meeting in the club.
Yes, in the club.
On a Friday night.
Yes, on a Friday night.
And he walks up to me smiling from ear to ear. And the first thing I noticed was this gold S. He had this gold chain with this letter S.
And obviously, she was checking me out because she realized I had a gold S on my chest.
And so he comes over and he's like, "Well, how you doing tonight, little lady?" He called me little lady. And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, not tonight. And so I said, "Let me guess, the S stands for Superman." I was really giving him a hard time. And so we ended up going out.
Yes, we did. We went out.
He took me to, at that time, one of the very popular and nice restaurants in the city. And he also took me to a movie after dinner. But he took me to a scary movie, y'all, because he knew I was going to jump and scream. And he wanted me to grab his muscles and all that stuff.
Like I said, this story would change once it went to her direction. I don't recall this jumping. But we did go to a movie. It's like a Dracula-based movie, vampire-based movie.
Yeah. And so now this is the part that I'm not proud of, that I am ashamed of, because he was a really nice guy. He was very much the gentleman. He really took me out on a nice date, like to a really fancy restaurant.
I thought the date went very well. And yeah. I was looking forward to getting to know her on a higher level.
Well, I ghosted him, y'all. We didn't use that term back then, I don't think, but I ghosted him. I was kind of into the bad boys during that stage of my life. Is there any single women out there listening to this? Listen to me. And if you have any daughters or granddaughters, let them listen to this part. Listen, sometimes the blessing can be right there in front of you. The best person, the person that's for you can be right there in front of you, but you're chasing something else. You're looking for something else, a knucklehead or a bad boy, that's not really good for you or good for your future. And you may miss out on the very thing that God has sent to you. And so I ghosted him. I changed my phone number. And, you know, that was not the proper way to handle that, because he was a great guy. He had not done anything wrong.
Good. I like this.
Oh, my God.
Say it again. I was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
A
very good guy. He had not done anything wrong. I was just going through this stage in my life, and I didn't realize what I had before me. So about 3 months passed. And it's New Year's Eve, and I'm back in the club. Yes, we went to the club back then. We hung out in the club. We partied.
We were young.
And I'm not recommending that young people get out and do that. You know, I'm not recommending that, but that's what we did. Everybody has their own journey, and that was the journey that I was on at that time of my life. And so it's New Year's Eve. I'm back in the club with my girl and some more friends, and I get a little tipsy that night, a little intoxicated.
Yeah, she was a little bit juiced, inebriated.
I was drunk. And so I'm leaving the club, and I happen to trip or fall or something. I can't even remember. But guess who caught me, you guys?
The man, Mr. Sterling Smith, caught her.
Sterling caught me. He caught me. And he carried me to my friend's car. He followed us to her house. He took me out of the car, carried me into her house, put me in her bed, kissed me on my forehead. And, you know, who does that? Like, after somebody had ghosted him, he was really showing me who he was as a person. And I woke up the next day. I was so embarrassed. I felt so bad. And I called him later that evening and apologized and, you know, asked him, could I take him out to show him my thanks and my gratitude? And we went out on our second date.
Yes, we did. We went on our second date.
And it's been pretty much history ever since. After that, we spent almost every day together. If we weren't together, if I was out of town because of work, because of military work. We were on the phone at night till the wee hours of the night. You guys know how you did it back in high school when you were supposed to be asleep and you were on the phone and you fell asleep on the phone talking to your boyfriend or your girlfriend. So we were kind of like back in high school, and we went on like that. We dated for about 2 years. Yes. And we got married in May of 1994. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
May 1994.
And so we've been going for 27 years, and that's our love story.
Yes. Funny love story.
Like
she was saying, on the phone, she would talk, and I would listen. And she would talk, and I would listen.
That's the introvert and the extrovert. That's what we did every night.
No matter what was going on. Like I told you before, I was into working out. I would get my workout on. I'd come back home and I'd get back to my house. We didn't have cell phones back then, so she would call me on my house phone at probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and that's when the talk, listen, would last all the way up until she fell asleep, which would be around about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's our love story. And we like to tell that love story to our children, to our family members. Sometimes when people meet us and they'll say, how did you guys meet? And we just instantly start laughing because we like to pick fun at each other and have a good time and tell our love story. But everybody has a love story. And the whole point today of us sharing our love story is we want to remind couples and speak to couples that may be in a dark place right now, that may be struggling, that may be saying at a crossroads of, I don't know if I want this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Reflect on your love story. Sit back and revisit your love story. Those first days when you met, because I remember telling my mom, that I was going to marry him. I even remember that my grandfather was terminally ill at the time. And I specifically wanted my grandfather to meet him because I knew he didn't have too many more days to live. And I took him to my grandfather's house. And after he left, my grandfather said, "He's the one." He said, "He's a great guy. He's the one." And then I was visiting my grandfather one day, and another guy that I had dated like in the past was coming by to visit or something. And he saw my car at my granddad's house, and he stopped and he came to my granddad went to the door and he asked for me. And my granddad said, is somebody here to see you? I'm going to tell Sterling the other man is here. And I thought, oh my God, granddaddy, don't do that to me. But when my grandfather, who was in the last days of his life, told me, "He's the one. He's a good guy. He's the one." That kind of solidified it for me. And I was just waiting for him to find out and to realize that I was the one.
Yes, she waited on me. And funny that she said that about telling someone that you're going to marry them. Going back to the very first night that I met her. And like I said, I was with my friend Danny Green. I told him immediately after, like, they went their direction and we went our direction. I said, "Hey, man, I'm going to marry that young lady. I'm telling you, I'm going to marry her." And I don't know if I was just talking or being funny, but I guess I spoke it into existence. And to this day, here we are.
Yeah,
married.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible says, "Call those things that be not as though they are." And even though we were not, saved and living the Christian life at that time, we know that the gifts and callings are without repentance. And so we put it in the atmosphere. We spoke it into the atmosphere. And there was no doubt in my mind. I didn't think about anybody else. From that moment forward, I knew that he was the one for me. And so remember your love story. Go back, look at it, talk about it. Remember the things that brought you together. Remember the butterflies. Remember the love. Remember the smiles. Remember the giddiness. Remember the giggles. Remember all of that.
The silliness.
Remember all of that, and know that you can make it. Here we are 27 years later. And if we made it, you can make it. Anybody can make it.
Yes.
You just got to want to.
You got to work.
You got to want to put the work in. You got to want to put the work in and to fight. But sometimes you have to go back to the beginning and remember your love story. Wow. That was powerful, Sterling.
Yes. Yes. The love story does. The love story will keep you together. As I always tell people, the heavy lifting of the love story have to be done by both people. you're both links to it. You're only strong as your weakest link. And if you're both strong, the love story will take you anywhere. It will take you far and beyond anything that can happen to you. Just always remember your love story, and it'll always put a smile on your face and bring you back to each other.
Wow. Well, I want to pray for some couples that's out there. Can we do that slowly?
Yes.
Can we pray for some couples? Father, we just want to thank you for every married couple that's listening to this podcast today. We pray that you will strengthen their marriage, that the bonds of their unity will grow stronger and stronger and stronger, even as they remember their love story, that they will find their marriage rooted and grounded in you and your promise. That to be married is an honorable thing, and to have a wife is a good thing. And so we ask that you would just bless marriages today, that you would strengthen the bonds and unity of family. And we just thank you for marriage today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
And amen. Email us and tell us about your love story. And you can do that by emailing us at marriageandmore and spell every word out. marriageandmore@yahoo.com. Come on, tell us about your love story. We want to hear about your love story, and we want to share your love story across the airwaves so that you too can motivate, inspire, and encourage people. And as we are on our way out of here, we just want to share with you what our mantra for marriage is. Are you ready, Mr. Smith?
I'm ready.
All right. So our marriage mantra is, the more you put in your marriage,
the more you'll get out of it.
All right. Until next time, we'll see you later. And stay tuned for some information about how you can connect with us and follow us on social media. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.